To my right, if I can ask you to begin, please.
Good afternoon and hello, everyone. Juuso Moisander, representing the Ministry for Foreign Affairs of Finland.
Thank you for that. One quick note, the microphones aren't able to give us as much volume as usual, so we're being asked to speak as closely to the mic as we possibly can, just to make sure everyone can hear. Okay, so please.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Victor Martinez from Mexico, Ministry for Communication and Transport.
Hi, I'm Iva Hatlapatkova from Czech Republic, Ministry of Industry and Trade.
Good afternoon, my name is Sasha Dimitrievski, representative from Macedonia.
Hello, this is Isan Durdu from Turkey, representing Ministry of Transport, Maritimes and Communications of Turkey. Thank you.
Good afternoon, Sorina Talandu, representing Romania.
Good afternoon, this is Marek Andreskauts, and I'm representing Government of Estonia. Thank you.
Good afternoon, my name is Tony Tan from Taiwan.
Good afternoon, my name is Jose Klesternik from Uruguay.
Hello, my name is Nicolas Caballero from Paraguay.
Hello, I'm Catherine Reynolds from Canada.
Good afternoon, Kathy Fisher, Government of Canada, Department of Industry.
Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Clayton Appy from right in the middle of the Pacific, Nauru. Thank you very much.
Hello, good afternoon. My name is Ansari from Iran.
My name is Ambrose Ryoka from Uganda.
Thomas Dehan, good afternoon, Netherlands.
Good afternoon, Eric Wilbers with my colleague Brian Beckham. We represent the World Intellectual Property Organization, which is a GAC observer.
Good afternoon, Christian Singer from Austria.
Good afternoon, Sam Paltridge from OECD. We're also observers.
Good afternoon, Stefano Trumpi from Italy.
Good afternoon, Luis Magalhães from Portugal.
Good afternoon, I'm Maimouna Djoubdjian. I'm the director of ICT in the ministry in charge of ICT in Senegal. Thank you.
Good afternoon, Bo Martinsson from the regulatory authority in Sweden.
Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Maria Hall. I'm working for the Ministry of Enterprise, Energy and Communication for the Swedish government, and I'm one of the three vice chairs of the GAC.
I should introduce myself as well. I'm Heather Dryden, and I'm chair of the GAC.
I'm Alice Munoz from the Kenyan Ministry of Information and Communications and one of the vice chairs. Thank you.
Hello, Peter Nettlefold from Australia.
I'm Lim Chun Sai from Singapore, one of the vice chairs of GAC.
I'm Carlos Gutierrez of the Costa Rican Regulatory Authority. Welcome, everybody. Thank you.
Hello to everybody. Thomas Schneider from the Swiss government.
François Moret from Switzerland.
Good afternoon. Romulo from the Ministry of External Relations from Brazil.
Good afternoon, Mark Carvel from the Department for Culture, Media and Sport, United Kingdom.
Good afternoon, Manal Ismail from Egypt.
Good afternoon, my name is Mario Ortega, representing the Minister of Telecommunication of Ecuador.
Buenas tardes, I am Meta from the Danish Ministry of Business and Growth.
Good afternoon, Elise Lindeberg from Norway.
Good afternoon, everyone. Ernulf Storm from Norway.
Bonsoir tout le monde. Michel Chonan du Cap d'Ar au Cap.
I am from Cameroon.
Tout le monde.
I am Karim De Comar. I am ethics regulations.
From Belgium.
Good afternoon. Issam Abu Khairat, representing the African Union Commission.
Bonjour, ici la Moussa Walbeuro de Burkina Faso.
Bon. I am from Burkina Faso. I am in charge of the economy ministry.
Nakanishi from Japan.
Thank you very much. Is that everyone that we've introduced? Okay. Ah, yes, please.
Good afternoon. William Stuckey from the South African regulator.
Okay. So, with that, yes, please.
Manuel Mercado.
Agency for the Information Society of Bolivia.
So for the GAC meetings this week, we have some interpretation available to us. So we have French, English, Spanish, French, Portuguese, and Russian. And also with the Toronto meeting this year, which takes place in October, from that meeting forward, we will have all UN six languages plus Portuguese at all our meetings. So that's welcome news. So make sure you have your headphones for that interpretation. In terms of materials for the meeting, what you have in front of you is for today. So it's today's schedule and the related materials for this afternoon. And by the end of today, you will receive the materials for tomorrow as well. And you also have an agenda for the week. So that's what we will be reviewing before we move to our discussion of new DTLDs. We're also circulating a sheet for participants to identify their name and where they are from so that we can track attendance. On that sheet, there are two extra columns. And one is for the gala event this week. The hosts have asked us to provide a list of names. So if you can please ensure that your name is there and indicate that you would like to come to the gala, then we will provide that information to the hosts. And also, we've been invited to a breakfast on Tuesday morning that's hosted by businesses from the Generic Names Supporting Organization. So if you can indicate there whether you will be joining that breakfast, and we can see in the agenda when we go through it what that breakfast is, and that also allows us to provide some numbers to them in order to plan. Okay, so what I suggest is that we run through the agenda, and then our colleagues from ICANN will be joining us to provide us with a brief regarding new GTLDs. Okay. There have been a few changes to the agenda as the ICANN schedule has changed a bit, so we have tried to accommodate those changes in this version. This new annotated version, and also to ensure that we're accommodating some of the requests to spend more time, for example, in discussing conflict of interest. So we've managed to accommodate that by making a few adjustments. So if we begin with this afternoon, you will see that we are spending the main part of this afternoon's session discussing various issues on new GTLDs. And then on Sunday, we begin with a consultation of the membership by the chair and vice chairs regarding the secretariat issue. And then in the afternoon, we have scheduled the board GAC working group to continue the work related to the accountability and transparency recommendations that have been made. And then that's followed by a discussion of the issue of law enforcement and the registrar accreditation agreement negotiations. In the afternoon, we will then be discussing conflict of interest. What we did is we were able to push back the session with the GNSO that was originally scheduled there so that we can spend some time on that. So that's the main change, I believe, to this particular day. And then on Monday is Community Day. So this means we don't have GAC plenary meetings, and this is when there are various workshops and public discussions so that GAC members are able to attend those. We schedule around this day. And, of course, this begins with the ICAM welcome ceremony. So you might want to note that some changes have been made to Monday's schedule from what was initially anticipated. I will point out that the demo that we were anticipating for the website and for early warning, I think we will try to schedule it for Monday. We had identified covering that at the end of Sunday's session, but it's a very long day, so we're trying to find a better place to accommodate that. So look for an updated time and most likely on Monday at some point. So then on Tuesday, this is the breakfast invitation to the GAC. And various agenda items have been proposed by our business colleagues. If anyone wants to provide some feedback to them about the topics for discussion, we are invited to do so. Otherwise, this is what they are proposing to discuss with us over a nice breakfast. Then that's followed by a session with the at-large advisory committee. And then following that, a session with the Who Is Review team to review the draft recommendations that the review team has developed. And following that, we have a session with the Security Stability Advisory Committee and various items related to that. And then we had a period of 30 minutes that we had gained when making some adjustments to the schedule. So this is an opportunity for the GAC as a GAC to talk about what advice we may wish to generate at this meeting or in the future. And then, as is the usual approach, we have a meeting with the board at the end of that day, so we will prepare for that, and then we have a fair list of items that we anticipate raising with the board, and these agenda items have been communicated to the board as well so that they are anticipating what we may raise. And for those from the Asian region, .Asia will be presenting about .Asia to those GAC members, as I say, from Asia that may take an interest. So that's not part of our regular plenary meeting. And then we have music night. And then on Wednesday, we begin with a session with the Country Code Name Supporting Organization. And quite a list of topics have been proposed there by the CCNSO. And then following that, we're proposing to have the discussion about a high-level meeting of the GAC, perhaps in June this year in Prague. And then following that, we are trying to schedule a session with the ASO who had requested a meeting with us and these agenda items. But initially, we had declined to meet with them because we had a full schedule. But as it turns out, the Security Stability and Resiliency Review Team is not yet ready with draft recommendations or a report for us to look at this meeting. So what we have done is agreed that we would meet at the next meeting and hopefully they can update us on how that work is progressing. But in the meantime, this seemed like a good opportunity to meet instead with the ASO or NRO. And then Wednesday afternoon is spent, as usual, finalizing the communique. And that will conclude the GAC meetings this week. And then on Thursday, we again have a community day. And that is when the ICANN Public Forum is held. And then Friday, there is anticipated an ICANN board meeting. I'm not entirely sure whether that is confirmed. I know we've been looking at trying to shorten the week, and I don't know whether we're going to succeed this time around. But anyway, as is usual, there is at least now an ICANN board meeting scheduled for Friday. So with that is the proposed agenda. Are there any comments on the agenda? EU Commission, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Andrea Glorioso from the European Commission. Thank you very much for the resume of the agenda. I just would like, first of all, a confirmation that the paper copy that was distributed is indeed the agenda that you have just mentioned. Is that correct?
I believe so, yes.
Thank you. Then just a couple of comments, mostly in support of the, and a thank you to the for the efforts that you and the vice chairs have made to accommodate all the requests, including the one from the European Commission, to devote some time to discuss conflict of interest. So thank you very much. The agenda looks extremely packed and ambitious, which is a good thing. So I think I will simply say, I will simply call for a collective, we'll make a collective call to myself and to the GAC colleagues to be very disciplined, because otherwise I don't think we will be able to cover all of this. And last but not least, I personally think I do understand why initially you decided to decline the invitation of the ASO to present their work, but I'm happy that in the end it was possible. I think what the ASO is doing is very relevant for the GAC and is not always given, for understandable reason, is not always given the time and space that it deserves. So thank you very much.
Thank you, EU Commission. Egypt, please.
I know it's too early to talk about the communique, but I'm just flagging out that there was some consensus that the communique should follow a certain language to highlight where the GAC advice is, and we have somehow agreed that it may, and we are going to go through detailed discussions in the joint working group meeting, but I know people start working on the communique early, session by session, so if we agree to start GAC advises board so-and-so, maybe this would be a format to follow. Because last time when we were discussing the communique itself, we were not sure whether to go by topic or by organization. Thank you.
Thank you very much for that. It's never too early to consider the communique. And this is very good news that you've made progress in being able to advise about how to structure the communique. I believe that was something that we came across at the end of the last meeting, that if the working group could consider that, it would assist us in structuring it and making it as clear as possible for us to prepare. Let's do that. I see that staff have joined us. I see Karen and Amy. Let's just get them seated, and then we can begin.
Thank you.